Okay, there are three or four different origin pieces to Ultimate Sicko Ball. The first goes way back to when I was a camper and played a crazy game when I was in Lenape as a camper, which used to be the oldest village, of Capture the Flag on Banks Hill, which is etched in my memory, and it's probably more, but like, I remember Todd Watson, like, in a rain, I may be confusing different memories, but there were people who were like in trees jumping down on people in this game of Capture the Flag on Banks Hill. And Banks Hill is on a slant, so people would come tumbling down these things. Etched in my memory is the most epic thing ever. So that's one bit start to the origin of this. Because the summer that I was VC, oh no, she's with us. The summer that I was VC of Lenape in 1992, there were two other things going on. One, there was an epic cheer contest between Hemlock and Lenape. Lenape had long had been the most vociferous cheerers in the dining hall. I had forever been a Hemlock counselor, and we had always been out cheered by Lenape. And the year that, in 1992, I inadvertently became VC of Lenape, having never been a counselor in Lenape. And the one saving grace of this was that I knew we were going to have the best cheers. But then, and after years of being out cheered by Lenape, I would be able to be with the loud cheerers. But that was the same summer that my later-to-be wife, Ellie Gordon, and her colleagues in Saki and Hemlock invented the Knights of Hemlock cheer. Or the Knights and Maidens and something. Anyway, it was a double cheer for both Hemlock and Saki, and it brought the roof down. And it was incredible, and it just energized them. And somehow, Hemlock and Saki became... Hemlock and Saki... All right, he's in jail. Oh, no! Oh, no, 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 no! Are you on our team? You're not.
No!
Get her! All right, good job. Ball back.
I'm in this...
No, you're in jail.
No, I have 10 seconds. You're in here with me.
And so there was a lot of excitement and enthusiasm around Hemlock and Lenape cheering. And a couple of the staff members got very excited and enthusiastic about it. And we, being in our problem-solving leadership mode, we thought the way to try to diffuse the tension a little bit was to have the two staff members who were most energetic about this cheering competition between Hemlock and Lenape to work together on planning an activity. So we had an all-camp activity. I forget what session it was. And it was supposed to be all-camp, but it ended up being that the girls' villages decided to do a newspaper fashion show together. And that left the boys' villages alone to figure out something to do. So these three things all came together, and I said to Darcy and John, who are the two sort of representatives of Hemlock and Lenape, we're going to play Capture the Flag on Banks Hill. This is like this epic memory from my childhood. We're going to reenact this, but we're going to do it with the whole camp. And they went up there to scout it out. I said, go check it out. And we wanted them to like go work together and do something together where they had some time alone with each other to sort of diffuse tensions. And they came back and they did find something to agree upon, which was that I was nuts and this was a terrible idea. And that while it may have flown in the 80s, this was not a kind of 90s sort of thing that was going to happen with this many people running around Banks Hill playing Capture the Flag. So somehow at that point, it segued into, all right, if we can't play on Banks Hill, what would be a safer place we could play? Well, how could we play it on Big Tree Field? And so we originally envisioned a giant game of Capture the Flag on Big Tree Field. But so much of Capture the Flag is finding the flag, finding the jails. It was like, how was that going to work in terms of how could that possibly work when you could see everything? And gradually it evolved in this idea of what if we had more teams and more flags? Essentially. So the balls became the flags, and we got this kind of crazy idea to try to have multiple teams, multiple sets of flags, all teams grabbing from each other, and we arrived on what became Ultimate Sickleball. I don't remember the details of how we came up with the various and sundry rules. I remember there was planning back and forth. John and Darcy were doing stuff. They'd come talk to me about it. Right. But we eventually decided to launch it. No idea that it would still be around all these years later. Zero. We would have come up with a better name if we had done that. And I don't remember how we actually came up with a name. I think we were looking for something that would get... You know, we had the schedules. You write on the schedule. So you wanted something like jazzy on the schedule. Right. And so we had it. And so the very first time we played, it was just the boys, Villages, and the Herd. So it was Pack, Hemlock, and Lenape. But the funny thing that happened was while we were playing this on Big Tree Field, the counselors from the girls' villages who were doing the newspaper fashion show all sort of started drifting over to see what was going on. And after one time of doing it as just a boys' event, they were like, no, we got to do this as a whole camp event. So the next time we did it as all camp. And that's the story of the origin. And I guess it was such a hit that people, you know, kept playing it. And then it was this huge surprise to me when my kids started going to camp, you know, 15 years later, they came home and were talking about this game that they love playing called USB. Right. And I was like, USB? And they described it to me. And I was like, oh, that's Ultimate Sickleball. They're like, yeah, USB. Right. So my kids played growing up. And then in a sort of fun twist this summer, my son, who was an AIT, which is what used to be called this, is a specialized CIT program for the Adventure Village, and John's son, Henry, who was a counselor here in Eagle this summer, when they played the all camp, Ultimate Sicko, Maddie and Henry were the ones who kicked it off. So,
passing the torch.
So 92 to 2022. So it was 30 years later. Wow. They introduced the game, so it became a second generation of Frost Valley counselors and CITs leading off the thing.